Von Sampson, good morning to you. It's happening again. Game at Suncorp. We can't let any of those cockroaches into our state. Morning to you.
No, good morning. Thoughts and prayers with Blatchy's Blues. It's obviously all New South Wales fans are doing it very, very tough this morning. And, and just looking at breaking news this morning, just seeing New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard is now in isolation because he's got a text message through the night saying that he's a possible close contact of a suspected case in state parliament. It's pretty big. And I think this moves, obviously Greater Sydney is obviously in all sorts at the moment because we've got 120 exposure sites. This transmission of the Delta strain, they're saying it only takes 5 to 10 seconds passing by someone to pick it up. So it's highly contagious. And, of course, now Queensland is close to 6 million people around Sydney. So, and absolutely the border is shut to anyone from Randwick, Wallara, Bayside, Inner West, Canada Bay, and Anastasia Palaszczuk said no one is coming in. So that's where the cluster stands at the moment, and it is expected to rise today. So for what that means for New South Wales fans and rugby league fans, is, and everyone's on school holidays as well. So, look, it is a really tough time for everyone, and I'm sure that Freddie and the boys would love to have so many New South Wales voices there, and I'm very biased, obviously, but I believe that Suncorp Stadium is the greatest place to watch State of Origin. And you only get that gladiatorial atmosphere if you have the Blues screaming as well. It can't just be all Queenslanders. So, yeah, we're really upset as well that, look, if you put it into a context, it's a game of football and people are losing, businesses and things like that. So, it is down on the ladder a little bit in terms of priorities. But, yeah, very disappointing. I did read that it was quite funny on social media. People are quite funny on socials. On Rugby League Report, that they said the Queensland Premier's only hotspot she needs to look out for is Tom Trbojevic, which is very true because, it's going to be quite incredible to watch him see if he can back up that incredible Game 1 performance. I understand a lot of the families of the Origin players from New South Wales, they packed up quick sticks yesterday and jumped into Queensland just to make sure that if the Blues do secure the series on Sunday, they are there to lend their support. I spoke to a couple of people from Channel 9. They were scrambling to get their broadcast crew into Brisbane. The NRL made sure that all of their essential staff were already across the border by yesterday. I was texting Gussie. He's accepted his fate. He is stuck in New Zealand for the immediate future. So I said maybe Gus could just get a nice red wine and kick back and watch the Blues go to work on Sunday. So, look, everyone, it is changing by the moment. Everyone hopes that this will not affect what will be an incredible game two in Brisbane.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting next 24 hours, Vonnie, isn't it? Because by the sounds of things, we could be heading for a lockdown. And then where does that leave the game? Where does it leave the players and all those people that have travelled to Queensland when they come back into New South Wales, I suppose? And then, of course, you've got Origin 3 back down here in Sydney in a couple of weeks' time.
Well, is there potential, if this really escalates and Greater Sydney goes into lockdown, would they have to move Origin 3 back into Queensland? Just stage it without... We'd go back to what we did last year and have no fans.
I don't think you'd stage it in front of... You wouldn't stage it in front of no one, would you?
It doesn't matter when we're 2-0 up. You can play it anywhere you like. Take your pick.
Come on,
regional Queensland. Give it to the people.
Yeah, that's true. Let's go to
Mudgee. Perfect. Perfect.
All right, Vonnie, let's talk about Origin 2. Can they improve from Game 1 and can they improve by 44 points? Because a 50-6 flogging, and if they're going to win, they've obviously got to come up with more points. And how do they stop this wonderful New South Wales team?
Well, they've got to improve. It's actually not about the series for Queensland. It's about Game 2. Because if Game 2 slips, it's over. And BCE, he was really strong. He was talking about he's out for redemption. And he's privately shattered that he was in charge. That was on his watch. He will forever be known as the captain of Queensland that steered them into their worst ever State of Origin loss. So it's very personal for him. And they said looking at that horror show review from Game 1, it was very evident right from the opening set how easily the Blues rolled through them. But they're in big trouble. And And I think Cameron Munster must be the man to lead Queensland on Sunday. He is the epitome of a big game player. He was thoroughly embarrassed in game one. He said he may have got his ambitions mixed up with his emotions. Look, he does have that slight excuse saying he wasn't 100% on that foot injury. But look, to be fair, Maroons fans don't care for those excuses. They want Munster to get his act together. And it needs to be a fearless and a devastating brand of rugby league that he plays on Sunday. And look, you know, we spoke about it after that game because it was such a shock to all Queensland fans to that 50-6 scoreline. And the rumblings around Munster's devil-may-care attitude really sort of surfaced. Like, and even Cooper Cronk challenged him on our Super Saturday when he was lining up for the Storm and said, mate, are you going to have a crack? Are you going to pull your finger out? And I think, look, it was laced with jest, but I think essentially, even though it was framed as a joke, it indicates that, mate, your state needs you more than ever, and it needs to be Sunday, and it is time to show that you've got something beyond that larrikin playmaker who loves a mad Monday. So he's a premiership winner. He's an Origin champion. I think now is the time for him to absolutely stand up and do it. And there will be no one more important on the field, I think, than Cameron Munster on Sunday for Queensland. I'm fascinated by the Reece Walsh soap opera that's been playing out all week. I mean, everyone's had an opinion on it. He's 18 years old. He's another one of those Keebra Park Rugby League nursery talents. He's already played for Queensland in the 16s and 18s. He's an Australian schoolboy. He definitely can be that X factor. And I think once Queensland knew that they'd lost Kalyn Ponga, it really opened the door for someone like Reece Walsh. I wish him all the best. And if you look at some of the, you know, that old adage, you know, if you're good enough, you're old enough. And Reece may fall into that category. And I can understand why the Warriors were so overly protective, their coach and even Gus saying they're irresponsible and all that sort of stuff for selectors to pick him. But I think you've got to judge it on individual, you know, people. And I think Reece possesses that maturity and that desire to represent his state. So it'll be wonderful. I think this would be an incredible moment for his career. And I know, you know, even if you're not a Queensland fan, you've got to get behind a young kid who's got the world at his feet and you know, just willing to get out there and have a crack. Now, to throw him in off the back of a 50-6 thrashing, that wasn't his problem. He wasn't there. All he can do is control what he will. And I think the other good thing, having him at fullback moves Val Holmes to the wing, which I think probably unlocks the best in Val. So I think it's probably a good move. Where do the points come from? I don't know, but I think they've got to stop the points first and foremost. I think they have to be defensively minded, and that comes down to the centres. They absolutely got a bath in Townsville. So Gagai and Capel, I don't know what Greeny has done with his game plan to put a support crew around him, because Tom Trbojevic and Latrell Mitchell just did whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted. And it was absolutely staggering to watch and brilliant if you're a Blues fan. But, yeah, I think they definitely need to tidy up their defence first and foremost, because there's no way that both teams are going to score 50 points. So I think Queensland need to be defensively minded and bring the Blues down a peg and make this a grind, make this a proper game to grind, because it is, you know, it's time to salvage the series. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Vonnie, on that then, you talk about stopping Tommy Turbo. How important is Daly Cherry-Evans' role, not only as captain of Queensland, but captain of Manly? He knows this guy better than anyone. Surely his focus, yes, I know as a leader you've got to worry about the entire team and you're looking after your teammates as well, but surely his focus after game one is going to be, right, I've got to give these players all the information on Tommy T, and if we don't stop him, it's game over. We saw that in game one.
Yeah, if you're the skipper, Clarkie, would you roll for Queensland and tell them all the secrets?
100%.
Yeah, me too.
In that game, it's like, again, playing for your country. I've got to play state cricket against all the same players. But no, if I go to New South Wales and we're playing Queensland and I'm talking about Matthew Hayden or Jimmy Marr or Stuart Law, whoever it is, I'm giving them all up. I don't care if I've played for I've got to play 90% of my time for Australia. I'm there to beat them.
I love that. I think I would too. And
definitely.
Look, it's a different kind of loyalty. And look, DC, you can get back to the business of leading Manly deep into this finals campaign and you know, the business of winning a premiership after this series. Because I think when you are the captain of your state, you need to give yourself every opportunity. And if you know that the slight chink, if he has one, if it exists in Tom Trbojevic's game,
hit
then absolutely
hard.
You must zero in on that. But
Definitely. Does
he? Because I've never seen anything quite like what Tom is doing at the moment. It is mind-meltingly good.
Yeah, he's playing outstanding football at the moment. Have we got too far in front of ourselves, though, Vonnie? Because there's some talk around, you know, this being the greatest ever New South Wales backline after one go.
Well, it's better than saying it's the worst ever Queensland team. Mm. Like, I don't know why we have to do this. But, look, I have to say, look, the Blues boys are having the time of their lives up in Kingscliff. They've got the shoes off. They're earthing as per Freddie's request. They've got the sun out. All you can hear is the Foxes laugh echoing around the camp. I love that Des Hasler then gets to chime in and tell Freddie when Tom Trbojevic can train. Like he said, he's not allowed to train until a certain day. And, look, I think even in the team photo, they're whooping it up. They're having a great time. They've got their hands on one another's knees. So if you go and look back, Nathan Cleary and Damien Cook are sort of fondling one another's knees. They're all pulling a funny face. They're having the time of their lives, and why wouldn't they be? And because that chemistry that a lot of those Panthers boys are enjoying at Clubland is now transferring into the Origin Arena, and it's absolutely magnificent. And it sort of reminds me back of the golden days of the Broncos when they were the team to beat, and then they would just transfer all of that bond into a Maroons jersey, and they wouldn't skip a beat, and in fact it would inspire them to elevate their game. So it's a pretty stacked side, Loz. Like you've got to be honest. Like if you look at that 1-17, it is not only a complete rugby league team, but it is a very united rugby league team, and they've got talent to burn. They've got just so many reliable stars, and the consistency and the quality that they toss up is mind-boggling. We're on the other side of the fence. We've got Andrew McCulloch, who in the last 13 months has bounced around to three clubs and twice booted out of the Broncos. And they're calling him the return of the Mac. He thought his Origin career was over. He hasn't played Origin for 3 years. And then all of a sudden, a Tola from Dolby brings, defensive resilience and, that trademark workman style. He's back with his mate Benny and he's off the bench. And, it's a bizarre Queensland team. But in terms of New South Wales, is this the best team ever? Oh, this could be the beginning of the New South Wales dynasty for sure.
Now, Vaughan, I was just looking at JR's multi here, paying $4.50, by the way, punters. For Milwaukee to win today, Giannis Antetokounmpo, more than 33.5 points. Chris Middleton, more than 2.5 threes on the Tab app and website under today's offers. $4.50 for that same game multi. Yvonne, last night watching NRL 360, it's Ben Eichen gone on the way to the Broncos. Gee, that's going to be an easy job, isn't it?
Oh, no. And we wish Benny all the best. And as a Broncos fan, I'm thrilled, really, that Ben Eichen is back and brings an incredible wealth of rugby league knowledge. And I know that he was pretty disappointed he missed out on the CEO job, but it's something that Ben has been working towards, getting into that governance area. And I'm thrilled that he's able to be back there at Red Hill and lead the Broncos to success. Now, as a friend and a colleague at Fox, I'm shattered. He's so great to have around. It's all happened very quickly. And, of course, We will always love Ben, but they just know he's replacing him. It came a bit of a shock, but for NRL 360, like for me, I've learnt so much from the show just watching it over the years. I remember when I first got the job at Wide World of Sports, and it was essential viewing in my house every week, and I'd write down everything they'd say. They'd preview the games and just about interviewing techniques and different agendas and things like that, and how to approach a conversation and how to really increase our awareness of, in and around issues of the game. And I thought 360s really led the way with all that. So, very sad to see Ben go, but obviously great for him. He's been an absolute trooper, flying down from Brisbane every week and staying at the motel across the road, and he's very much a creature of habit, and he's very neat, and they all poke fun at him for being a nerd and enjoying his spreadsheets and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, he's magnificent. I know Kenty's going to miss him. Our original Fox League odd couple, Kenty's going to miss him very, very, very dearly. So, yeah, good for Ben Eichen, very sad for us.
Have you got a scoop for us, Vonnie? Who's taking over? Are you?
Oh, no, well, there's so many different candidates that you could definitely toss up. I'm a big fan of Lara Pitt. I've known and loved her for 10 years, and I think that she would do an excellent job. I know Brayton Astor is also, like, he's been working on his hosting lately, and he's been doing an excellent job. So I think Brayton's become, you know, the ultimate threat, where he can be in the commentary, he can be on the panel, he can host. So he's got that skill set as well. Look, we've got, you know, number of options, but it doesn't matter who jumps in that chair. There's no one that'll be replacing Ben Eichen, that's for sure.
If you want to ask Vonnie anything, 13 53 53, and Vonnie, we were just speaking before the news about Ben Eichen heading to the Broncos, and he did say last night as well that he'd love to get Kirk Capel into the mix there at Red Hill. And News Corp also reporting today that Brisbane are making a play at Dane Gagai. Still just 30 years of age. He did debut for the club. He was sacked, wasn't he, by Anthony Griffin very early in his career there.
Yeah, it's interesting, I think, for the Brisbane Broncos. Obviously, the changing of the roster seems to be the hot topic at the moment. And look, Kevvy Walters has been doing the best he can. He's 15 games into a two-year contract at Brisbane, and they are running last on the NRL ladder. So I think, listening to Kevvy talk about, he's got the support from Dave Donaghy, which is a new CEO. I think Ben Eichen will be a great addition. And then it doesn't help that when you've got the Courier Mail talking about Tevita Pangai Jr. and Matt Lodge, and, you know, them putting Kevvy on show in front of everyone. And I think it's pretty obvious that those players on the outer obviously have an axe to grind. So until they get that roster sorted, I think it'd be unfair to judge Kevvy. Dane Gagai would be a great addition. Capewell the same. And I think they talk about the DNA a lot. I was listening to Darren Lockyer and how, you know, in the pursuit, the club was looking to get Craig Bellamy there, and then the fallout from Wayne Bennett. And then they went away from that DNA with Anthony Seibold. Obviously, he was a very academic style of a coach, but it just didn't work out there at Red Hill. So Kevvy brings that DNA. He brings that emotion and he brings that passion. I think it'd be remiss of us to sort of try and say that Kevvy's not a good coach until we gave him a fair shot. And I'll declare it. I love Kev, and I loved working with him at Fox. And I think it's been really difficult to watch, to be fair. So hopefully Kevvy gets a lot more confidence in the second half of this season, and hopefully they can just iron out all the drama that's going on up there in Brisbane. And, you know, when you got Chris Johns resigning as head of the Old Boys and all that sort of stuff, I love the Old Boys of clubs, I do, and they're very much in my wheelhouse, and I love having a beer with them. But I don't think you should be hearing from the Old Boys, because you're in danger of, you know, becoming, you know, some of those clubs that always seem to have that infighting. You know, the Eels went through it, the Bulldogs are going through it still. I think Old Boys are there to bring on the good times and celebrate what the club was and remind us of all that incredible history. But, yeah, I just don't feel like they should be weighing in on the current situation.
Yeah, from where I sit, Vonnie, I think there's two options. I think there's a quick fix for the Broncos, and I think there's a long-term fix. And my quick fix, and I'm just, I don't know whether the parties will ever sit down and break bread, but my quick fix is to have Wayne Bennett involved in some way, shape or form.
Is that possible with Ben Eichen there?
Well, that's the other thing. I, without knowing that Ben was going there, I've suggested for a while now that they should get together and bring Wayne back. With Ben going and with Dave Donaghy in charge, they've probably made it quite clear that they're going the long down that road of a 4 or 5 year plan and trying to sort of get things happening, and it could take a little bit of time. But one thing I know with Wayne, if you've got him, you attract people straight away. You get people interested in. So, but I don't know. I would sit back and go, if you want a quick fix, it's Wayne Bennett. But if you prepare to take the long, slow approach, it's the way they're going at the moment.
Yeah, I think Wayne's having a field day at the moment. Every time someone asks him if he goes back to Brisbane, he's got that wry smile and says, yeah, of course I am. I'm going to be at Brisbane at the end of the year. I've, you know, I've got options. I've got, he said, I've got so many options, and I know all those franchises, they love to put Wayne Bennett in their submissions to the NRL, you know, for under expansion, saying we've got the commitment from Wayne Bennett. He will be our coach if you grant us a license to become the 17th team in the NRL. So, and that's exactly where Wayne's sweet spot is. He loves playing people off one against each other. He loves being in control. And he's having the time of his life. And I think that, yeah, Wayne is always, there is always going to be Wayne Bennett at the Broncos in terms of influence, in terms of legacy. Do you bring him back right now? I don't know. Kevy said it would be fine if you brought him back. He's openly said that, that they were able to sort out their differences. I feel like for the Broncos, and obviously I'm a Broncos fan, it's just, it's so difficult. And the last few years have really revealed how severely the club has fallen. And I don't think I think this has been a long time coming, to be fair. I think this has sort of been at least 8 to 10 years in the making. Just little things just slipping, little standards of the club just slipping. And then, as you know, once the media turns on you, it all becomes very public and very, it's a sore point for a lot of people in Brisbane. So, yeah, hopefully they're able to just gloves up, get through the year, which is what we said last year. And then, yeah, once Adam Reynolds goes there, they make a few more signings, they're able to work out that roster a little bit more thoroughly. Hopefully it's, good times ahead.
We've got Rabbit on the line. Morning, Rabbit. How are you, mate?
G'day, boys. Yvonne, you didn't put your hand up to take over the show because I really enjoy you on that show. And don't give yourself up. Have you put your hand up to take over for Mike?
Do you know what? I would love to. I would be petrified that I wouldn't do a good job, to be fair. That's very kind of you. Thank you.
No, I'm not just in your pocket. It's true. Because you find, you're on the money all the time. The other thing is, when Kevy took over, I didn't feel he was ever a great communicator. I know he said, I'm a good communicator with the boys, but I never found him confident in front of the media. He just looked like a rabbit in the light. You know, and then on the weekend he said, I communicate with the players, but I don't feel he does.
I can understand what you're saying. And Kevy on camera is comical Kev. So there's multiple layers to Kevy. And comical Kev and clown Kev, which is one of my favourite Kevins, you know, lightens the mood, and, you know, he's best mates with Alfie, and they, you know, they have that great banter between them, and yeah, he can always be a little bit offbeat. I think where the players are coming from is that you probably need to just break it down and make it really simple and, you know, communicate with them, tell them their role, tell them what you expect of them, give them the feedback, because without that feedback, you're sort of making it up on the run, and maybe Kevin does need to be a little bit more thorough and clear with his communication. And to be fair, with so much turmoil happening at the club, who knows, you know, what the communication is between anyone there. So, you can understand why players are frustrated. And of course, you know, I do know that Kevin's door would always be open. So if a player was struggling, I'm sure that they'd be able to walk in or send him a text or pick up the phone or do whatever and say, mate, what do you mean? Or how am I going? Or what do you think? There's no way that Kevin would ever say no. So, yeah, I think the communication was a... I think that hurt Kev's feelings a little bit because he prides himself on being a very approachable kind of person. But we see him in just before they kick off, you see him in that shed and he's riding that emotion. And unfortunately, you can only press that emotional button so many times. And it got a result, and you could see at the SCG when they rolled the Roosters, they got the baseball bats out and they went out and got after him. But you can't exhaust that emotional well week in, week out. And when they're getting beaten the way that they are, you can understand why then the players start blame shifting and saying, oh, well, it's the communication. I didn't know what to do out there.
Thanks for the call, Rabbit. Morning, Brad.
Morning. Hey, Vonnie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I bet in the Sampson's household last Saturday there was a smiling hubby. I'm a St George Illawarra supporter too.
Oh, goodness me, yes. It, as you well know, how do you go riding the emotional abuse that can be being a St George Illawarra fan. How do you go during the good times and the bad times?
Oh, bad, Bonnie, especially when you're down 12 points twice. I thought Canberra were home. You know, the remote control got a few throws along the floor and, you know, other things too.
So are you like him? Do you never quite allow yourself to enjoy it until the final whistle? Because he's a little bit pessimistic. He's like, well, we'll find a way to lose this. We'll definitely find a way.
Well, I'm really nervous, Bon. So sometimes I'll change it over to another station for 10 minutes. I'm terrible. Yeah, I'm really bad. I might turn it home. Sometimes I've missed 25 minutes of the game because I'm watching something else that I've got no interest in whatsoever. You know?
I feel for you. I've seen it in real life. It's a horrible way to be rugby league supporter.
I'll tell you what, Bonnie. I don't want you to take 360, and I'll tell you why. You probably would cheer get Kenty to smile, which would be lovely. But you're too good working with the boys, Braith and Cooper Cronk and Michael Innes on Fridays and Saturdays too. You're always bright and happy too. No, I think you should stay right where you are, girl.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. And do you know
thank
what?
You for all the
really good point. If people actually knew how fun Kenty is and how much he enjoys a laugh, it'd ruin his reputation. It'd ruin his angry aunt reputation. If you knew how funny he was to go have a beer with, it'd ruin the illusion.
Vonnie, you're so right there. It's amazing how many people come up to me and go, what's that Kent like? And that's
and
how they say it too. That Kent.
That Kent. What do you say, Loz?
I just say he's different. What do you see? I said, if you have a beer with him, I said he laughs and he's a joker. I said, but that's his role. That's his job. You know, that's the
not that, so sure about that, Vonnie. That's not what Loz said to me when I asked, "Who's that Kent bloke? What's he like?"
He's a Kent.
Seriously.
But that's how they ask, and it's funny. You know, everyone's got opinions of people. Isn't it like people see someone on telly and then you meet them and you go, walk away and you go, they're actually different to what I thought they'd
be. And everyone's got an opinion. Yeah. That's for sure. Well, it's Origin weekend and not just Sunday night, of course. We've got the Women's State of Origin on Friday night at Sunshine Coast Stadium. We're going to speak to Sky Blues halfback Maddie Studden tomorrow on the program. She was actually dropped for the game last year and went away and just sort of regathered herself and has been in great form since she's come back into the game and will be the Blues halfback on Friday night at Sunshine Coast Stadium. 24-18 was the result in that game last year. Queensland won that, and they've got a star-studded backline. Tamika Upton at fullback and Ali Brigginshaw there as well. They're going to be hard to beat again, Vonnie.
Yeah, they certainly will. I can't wait for this game. And as you mentioned, they've got so many stars. Maddie Studden's back. Taryn Aitken, she's the 5'8 for Queensland. She won the Nellie Doherty medal last year as their best. And Nellie Doherty, for those historians out there, she was one of a bunch of women who went and marched on New South Wales rugby league doorsteps about 100 years ago, protesting that women should be able to play rugby league. And some of their biggest issues about, you know, what makeup would they wear? The men really scoffed at them and said, well, you can't play in your dresses. You're going to get your knickerbockers out and all that sort of stuff. So for us to be able to celebrate and respect the women's game as far as we do really shows how far we've come as a code. So I also love watching Queensland's fullback Tamika Upton. She is absolutely blinding talent. The Maroons do have a little bit more inexperience around the ruck. The Blues stacked with talent. They're coached by Kylie Hilder, who's an entrenched champion. It's going to be a really interesting game. Obviously, I'm going to tip Queensland, but the Blues will make a huge contest out of this one.
Yeah, I love the passion that's shown in this game. And you see two teams just going at it. And the way that they apply themselves is first class. And the other thing I like about the girls is they're very keen to listen. And I've spoken to girls' sides before, and they want to learn. And they want to get better, and they train hard, and they absorb it, and they take it in, and then they continually ask questions on how they can improve. And I've seen the development of women's football now over the last, five, 6 years? And, you know, it's been around forever. I mean, my cousin. She was one of the longest-serving girls
to
have played for
Katrina.
Katrina, yes. She? Yeah. She's played more test matches than me, Vonnie.
I love her so much. What an incredible role model for the game.
And
it's only due to people like Katrina that the women's state of origin and the women's game and the game is expanding, the NRLW is expanding, and, you know, it's down to those people who have really fought for where it is. And, yeah, it's so, and Loz, you're so right. The feedback I get from the girls is that when they get a coach in, they're just like sponges because they love the game of rugby league, and any advice, any tips, they just soak it up and they're so grateful. And not surprising there, the women are good listeners.
No, they are. They're not like us men, Vonnie. I'm not a listener. it depends where I'm at, actually.
You're pretty good, Loz.
Yeah, but I get accused of being a non-listener at home.
Well, I think we all get accused of that. We only listen.
Is Chris a listener or a non-listener, Vonnie?
I'm probably the non-listener. I'm just putting my hand up. Yeah, I'm pretty bad.
Okay. Origin. Who wins by how many, Vonnie?
Queensland must win, and they will. They're going to win by 2 points, and Reece Walsh will be man of the match.
Oh, geez, you said that with some authority too, Vonnie.
What a story that would be.
Wouldn't it? Isn't that what we need? Wouldn't you like to see it go to a decider?
Well, here, would this be a bigger upset than last year game three's result for you?
What's that, sorry?
I said, if Queensland happened to win on Sunday, would that be a bigger upset than what game three was last year?
Oh, it'd be pretty big.
It would be, wouldn't it? Like, to recover from a 50-6.
Yeah, I know.
Flogging.
It's a fair turnaround.
Yeah.
But, look, last year was ridiculous. And I think because it was an annex at the back of the season and it was weird and we'd had the most unusual year of our lives anyway. So, I don't know. Last year, I loved it, but it was weird. But if they could turn things around, if Paul Green could get this team together and do something special on Sunday, I think it would go down in one of the best comebacks, you'd have to say, in rugby league history.
Well, they're $4.50 and they've never been that quote. So, yes, according to the odds, it would be the greatest upset in Origin history since Tab's been betting on sport anyway. Clarkey, who and by how many?
Blues, New South Wales by 7.
You may as well give us a man of the match.
I went Teddy in the first game. I think I'm going to go... I'm going to go Cleary. There'll be a drop goal in there. I'll go Cleary.
Cleary. By how many, Loz, did New South Wales win?
I'll go New South Wales 1-12.
1-12?
1-12.
Okay. I'm going New South Wales. I'll give you an exact score. And it's available under... the What Are the Odds section on the Tab
website. If you get an exact score, bidder.
New South Wales 30, Queensland 12, $51. 30-12.
Wow, all right. I hope you're right. That's a good price, 51.
And I'm going to go James Tedesco, man of the match, because there's so much focus, like you say, on obviously Turbo and Latrell. I think Teddy's almost being forgotten in this star-studded backline. I think he's in for a huge game on Sunday night. Vonnie, another big Thursday morning. Oh, by the way, Uncle Laurie. We can't leave without Uncle Laurie's team.
We've got an Uncle Laurie. Pens at the ready, everyone.
Got it ready.
Those gamblers in the room. Eagle Farm on Saturday, race 8, Rock O'Clock each way. The Sky Racing Tattersall Tiara.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh, gee, I'll tell you what, there's something going on here.
And what price have we got?
Well, they're all coming up as zero. So I don't know, there's an issue with the...
20s, I think it is.
With the website.
Ooh, I love the 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, you know, just in a Group 1 mare's race, easy, simple. But, yeah, look, at you love finding value in these sort of races because there's
31
many
bucks.
Chances.
There you go.
Oh, 30.
31 bucks.
How good if you're in Brisbane this weekend? Eagle Farm on Saturday. Shanghai yourself at the Suncorp Stadium on the Sunday, living your absolute best life, punters. Well done.
Oh, exactly right. If only we could cross that border.
You're not allowed.
Good on you, Vonnie.
On you, Vonnie.
Thanks, boys.